Well, moving on now. The United Nations Security Council has unanimously adopted a resolution that will set up a panel to investigate the 2013 chemical attacks in Syria. The resolution, which was a result of an agreement between Russia and the US, is seeking to find and punish the perpetrators of the chemical attacks.
Raise their hand.
The UN Security Council has adopted a resolution that tasks Secretary General Ban Ki-moon with setting up a committee to investigate the use of chemical agents in Syria. It also seeks to track down the perpetrators of the 2013 attacks in a Damascus suburb, which killed dozens of people. The resolution is the result of an agreement between the US and Russia.
Today's resolution has been adopted with the Council's unanimous support. This sends a clear and powerful message to all those involved in chemical weapons attacks in Syria. The Joint Investigative Mechanism will identify you if you gas people.
We are sure that, as it did before, Damascus will provide the necessary assistance to the Joint Investigative Mission and the OPCW mission in finding the facts of the possible use of chlorine as a chemical weapon. We expect the same from the opposition.
Damascus, that previously cooperated with the UN and the Organization for Prohibition of Chemical Weapons to destroy its chemical material stockpile, once again reiterates that it never used chemical agents.
The Syrian government and army did not and will never use chemical weapons. It was the armed terrorist organizations of ISIL and Nusra Front that attacked the Syrian army and civilians with poisonous chemicals and chlorine gas in several areas.
Based on the resolution, the UN panel would have full access to all locations in Syria to interview witnesses and collect evidence. However, there is doubt if UN inspectors could reach areas which are under the control of foreign-backed militants.
I mean, large parts of Syria are an active war zone. I mean, if these people want to go into the war zone, good luck to them. If I was an inspector, I would not want to go to an area with bullets and bombs and so on whizzing past me.
The UN resolution comes few days after a fresh political push by Iran and Russia to end the Syrian conflict through political means. Russia's foreign minister this week met with Qatari officials and members of Syrian opposition groups. The Syrian foreign minister was also in Tehran to discuss Iran's four-point plan. Some observers believe that the US and its allies have realized that their support for militant groups has backfired and that they have been increasingly feeling the heat from the emergence of the ISIL terrorist group.
The United States, Iran, Saudi Arabia and all other governments have come to realize that this conflict in Syria is feeding terrorism. It has created ISIS.
Russia has reportedly suggested a meeting between Iranian, Syrian and Saudi diplomats in Oman to narrow differences among them. There seems to be a new realization that the Syrian government cannot be toppled militarily through foreign-backed insurgency and that the only solution to the crisis is through diplomatic means.